When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Last week, Amanda had been asked out by this guy she previously asked out at work. Her girlfriend said no because they think she only was only asked out because she lost 35 pounds and got fit. So what'd she do? We told her go for it despite a lot of the comments on Facebook saying otherwise. We have an update.
Yep. She says, hey, Ben and Kelly, wow. I had no idea you would actually discuss my little situation. That's crazy.
Yep.
Anyway, yes, I accepted his invite to meet for drinks Friday night. I agree with a lot of your listeners, and I wanted to figure out what changed for him. So we met up, got dinner and drinks. He was charming and polite and attractive, and every reason I had asked him out last year. As the night and the drinks continued, I got a little more confident and decided to just ask him why. Like, why did he really deny my request to go out last year? Was it really because we worked together? What changed? Because we still work together. In fact, we work closer than we did last year. He gave me the best smile and said he had just gotten out of a long relationship and wasn't in the right frame of mind to try and date, that he liked me but didn't want to burden me with all of his problems because he didn't know me that well, and gave me the work excuse.
Okay.
But then, since moving closer to one another, he saw me more and more and witnessed my transformation and thought he should give it a shot and ask me out.
Okay.
Actually, he said he was surprised I said yes because he figured I wouldn't have thought he only asked me out because I got fit and lost all the weight. Because he figured I would have thought that.
Mm-hmm.
So I got my answer, kind of. I asked him what he meant by that, and he said that he just got to know me better and liked what he saw.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm rambling. LOL. She did that the first time, too.
Yeah.
So we had a nice evening. There was no hanky-panky, no kiss, LOL. Just a couple coworkers catching up over drinks.
Okay.
So you might be wondering, is there going to be a second meetup?
Yes. Is there going to be a second meetup?
Yes, there will be. We've already made plans to do it again sometime this week. Unless you don't think I should. My sister is still a little protective of me and still thinks he may not be completely genuine, but told me that if I felt good during the date and I got good vibes, then to go for it.
Okay.
And by the way, you'll know that I'm a good sister because I still made it up to her house to Paoli to help her paint. LOL, I'm rambling again. Thanks so much. I'll let you know if anything juicy happens. Love you guys.
Okay.
All right.
So he did say he said he witnessed the transformation.
Yes, but then he also said he thought she would turn him down because he thought that she would think that.
Yeah.
That it was just because she, you know, lost weight.
Is that just a thing he says? Is that just a line? I mean, I guess.
It could be, and he could be 1,000% sincere.
Yeah, I was going to say, we just got to take this at face value because we don't know. We don't know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think you just, you continue, see where it goes, and hopefully she will learn more and more about him and be able to fully judge on his character and if he's really telling her the truth.
Does anyone have a crazy start to your relationship that looking back, you're going, there's no way we should have survived this? Not to say that this is a crazy start for her. Because at face value, it seems like he's genuine, but who knows, you know, a whole like storyline of her losing weight, the guy that she wants.
And he wasn't in the right place when she asked him originally because he had just gotten out of a relationship, but didn't want to like, you know, be all like tell all of his business to her in that moment.
Yeah. Which I guess I could understand. Sure.
Yeah. I get that too.
Yeah. And, but I would love to hear, does anybody have a story of you started in the craziest of ways and looking back on the relationship that you have with your spouse or your significant other right now, you're like, there's no way this should be working, but it is. Or there's no way there should have even gotten to a second date, but there is. And here we are.
So just to give her some hope.
Yeah, give her some hope, for sure.
Yes.
All right, 502-795-1997.
I'm a hopeless romantic. I hope that he's sincere, and I'm hoping that, you know, he's telling her the truth and this works out.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Amanda, for the update. Good luck. We're all pulling for you here. All right? Even if you ramble.
Yes,
I bet she does that at her date, too.
It's cute and it's charming.
It's cute and charming. All right, love it. It's 99.7 DJX. After the update we got from Amanda, which it sounds like, you know, it's going well, And you're like, who's Amanda? Amanda is a listener that we had talked to on Friday. Long story short, she went out with a coworker over the weekend, and it sounds like things are going well, and she's going to go out with him again this week.
Yes, these all good things.
But it started in a way that he said no to her the first time she asked him. And then she got fit, lost a bunch of weight, and now he's like coming knocking at her door. And so
she asked him about all of that and got answers.
Yeah.
So now we're all like, okay, is he sincere with the answers that he gave her?
Right. Exactly. And really it has to just be, we have to just trust that it is right now.
Yeah. I think the only way you find that out is you continue to go out with him, and that should hopefully reveal itself.
Yeah. But what I wanted to know is, are you in a relationship with your significant other where you had to either overcome something at the very beginning, or looking back, you're like going, there's no way we should even be together.
Yeah. How did this work?
How did this even happen? How did this happen? Katie, we'll start with you.
So my husband now, actually, we met when we were when I was in an open relationship and I was trying to sleep around and see other people.
Wait, did he know?
Yeah, he actually knew, and he met the guy that I was with at the time and came over to my apartment that I was staying at with him, and he ended up stealing me away from that relationship.
Wow.
So legit, looking back on this, you're like, there's no way this should have actually worked out, but it did, and here we are married. How long have you guys been married now?
We'll be a year in June.
Katie, what a success story.
So cute.
Yeah, thought I could share.
I love it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Nikita, do you have a story?
Yes. So I met my fiance on an online dating site, and I just happened to go to his job at Hobby Lobby to stalk him just to see if he was legit and looked the way he said he did, and he did, and we went on a first date after that, and now we're getting married in 90 days.
Oh, my gosh, look at that. Hobby Lobby stalker gets her man.
Nikita, I think it's hysterical that you think it's just that. That's just such a random way to find and meet someone, because I don't feel like in 2024 it is. It's like you do the whole online thing. You stalk the person. I guess you stalked him in real life, didn't you?
I did stalk him in real life. I was hiding behind the shelves in Hobby Lobby. And when he noticed me, when he was at the checkout, and I just grabbed whatever was close by and said, oh, yeah, I'm here just to grab this pillow. And so now
you
I have
bought something random you didn't need.
I know.
All right, Nikita, that is kind of funny. That is kind of funny.
I love it.
Oh, Nikita, well, hey, good luck and congratulations on your upcoming wedding.
Thank you so much. Love
Are you guys. Decorating with stuff from Hobby Lobby? You should be.
We are.
I love it.
All right, that's great.
I love it. Thanks, Nikita.
Thank you. Have a good one.
All right, you too. Amber, so how did you meet? Did you say your fiance?
No, it's my husband.
Oh, okay. How did you meet your husband?
We actually met on Facebook. So when we met on Facebook, he was married, and I was in a very long-term relationship of 15 years.
Oh.
And it totally started out as friends, and we were just chatting, and him and his then-wife had already started the whole divorce proceeding.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just kind of a, he was...
Amber, how much overlap was there?
Between the time that we met and his divorce was final?
Well, you know, your long-term relationship, his wife.
Between the time that we met and his divorce was final was about 6 months.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So were you like publicly commenting on posts, or were you like sliding into DMs and messaging each other that way?
At first it was just publicly commenting on posts.
Oh.
And then about like 3 months after we started, you know, talking in a group that we were both in, then it was like chatting back and forth and in messages about, the kids and
so Amber,
stuff like that.
Do you think that you were kind of the spark to launch his change of heart with his wife?
I don't think so, no.
Okay.
So they were headed to divorce land before you guys started interacting.
Yes.
Ah, okay.
All right.
And how long have you guys been together in it so far?
This August, we will be married 8 years.
Look at that.
We'll see,
All right. Okay. It worked out. Thank you, Amber.
Yes.
And he actually moved from Arizona to here.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
You're that special. I love it. Amber, appreciate the phone call. Thank you so much.
Oh, my goodness. Kayla from Jeffersonville said, my mom passed away from cancer at the very beginning of my current relationship.
Mm.
I definitely didn't think our relationship would go much further as it was a hard and dark time for me. But it's been 2 years and we're doing amazing. He never wavered.
Aww.
She also passed away on Valentine's Day. It was our first, quote, holiday together.
Wow. So from the craziest of beginnings, some of these stories are pretty cool of people persevering and
making it through.
Yeah, making it through. All right. Well, hey, thank you for the stories there on 99.7 DJX.